right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Come into the coast, we get together, have a few laughs.
You love Die Hard.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Die Hard. Die Hard with a Vengeance. Live free or die hard. A good day to die hard. And this Easter weekend, John McClane is back.
Now, the trick is be very careful with the egg as you lower it into the dye of your choice. You don't want to crack the egg.
Die Hard boiled eggs.
Yippee-dye-yay.
I told you it's not a Christmas movie.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time at the awkward person.
Whoops.
Is 4.
SRN News, I'm John Scott. Investigators continue to collect evidence from the cargo ship that plowed into Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge and caused its collapse. The disaster has closed the port that is vital to the city's shipping industry. The NTSB planned to recover information from the ship's electronics and paperwork. Texas plans to arrest migrants suspected of illegally entering the U.S. will remain on hold until a federal appeals court order. The 2-1 ruling likely prevents enforcement of Republican Governor Greg Abbott's new immigration law until a broader decision on whether it is legal. On Wall Street, stocks finishing higher, the Dow up 477 points, the NASDAQ gained 83, and the S&P 500 adding 45 points. This is SRN News.
Ad paid for by AG Marketing Group. Attention timeshare owners. If you need to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, please listen to the following message. Getting out of a timeshare commitment is not easy, and it takes time. But we specialize in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares forever. Can't get the vacation dates that work for you? Maybe you felt taken advantage of or forced into the timeshare? Maybe you just can't continue to shoulder those monthly payments any longer. If you need to eliminate your timeshare commitment, then you need to take down this number. 800-796-9107. We will safely and legally get rid of your timeshare payments forever, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't continue to let your timeshare be a financial burden to you and your loved ones. Call us now at 800-796-9107. The call is free. The consultation is free. Call 800-796-9107. That's 800-796-9107. Again, 800-796-9107.
Or as we say to Rich Tommy.
Adorable.
Yep. Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We're waiting for a call from Coach Brant McDonald. We're sure it's today, right?
I'm pretty sure he said that he'd be back with us on Thursday.
At the regular time.
Yeah.
I will not be here Friday afternoon.
Please clap.
Shut up. In fact, I have no idea what's happening here Friday afternoon. Not yet. It's early. In radio, generally, we figure out those problems about an hour before the show starts. Really? So we'll see. No, I have no idea. We're going to try something new today. Let me, you know, I'm going to have to figure out what's going on here. And this makes for very entertaining radio. So while I'm trying to find my ass with both hands here, let's amuse ourselves by listening to a groom who messed up his wedding vows. Understandably, I mean, it's a nervous time, and it has gone viral.
I will care for you.
Okay,
sir. Laugh with you when you are happy. Comfort you when you are sad.
Laugh with you when you're sad.
No, comfort you.
Basically, what he promised to do for the rest of his life was laugh at her when she's sad. That'll be a great marriage. Oh, and something else, too. I think it's in today's stuff. Or was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. This guy, in case you missed it, we did this on the morning show. He drove off with his fiance's $2,000 dress on the hood of his car.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and they don't know. He doesn't know where it is. It didn't fly off the hood of the car in a manner that, in fact, he kind of peeled out. So who knows where it is, but he didn't see it until he got to his place and says, where's the dress? That horrible moment when you realize you did something incredibly dumb. And they're offering a $500 reward for the return of the dress. But I would imagine if it flew off the hood of the car,
I don't understand.
Probably was run over by other vehicles. It's probably just like a pile of rags now.
How could you not see it fly off the hood of the car?
It went backwards. I mean, that's what I'm assuming. I really don't know. In fact, the longer you listen to the show, you realize I don't know that much at all. But apparently, we're wrong on Brant because he is not on the phone. So we'll look for him at 5:15 instead of the regular time. If life confronts you with a crisis, the worst thing you can do is not ask for help. In fact, even worse than that is just try to figure it out for yourself when there's great help available. One of those life crises can be divorce or perhaps somebody from the past coming back and looking for more. It can happen any number of different ways, but those kinds of situations can turn you inside out and upside down. If you take it from somebody who's learned all of this crap the hard way, okay? That's me. Turn it over. Give it to people that are equipped with the knowledge and experience to handle it. You feel a lot better when you don't try to run the world on your own. And here in the River Region, the most reliable solution for those problems is Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, covering all aspects of family law from divorce, child custody, child support. Again, somebody coming from the past, they're not getting enough money, or they want to arrange different visitation schedules, or maybe they just want to move away, which happened to a friend of mine, and he had no warning. Obviously, he was very, very upset, and later regretted that he didn't just go straight to an attorney and let them handle it for him. Because you got to go on with your own life, too, in the middle of these crises. For a consultation on any of these issues, 819-4810, they are qualified mediators, and you need to know whether it's a court of law, a judge's chamber, a mediation meeting, a deposition, whatever the case happens to be, that you have the passion of the advocacy of Delk and Tomlinson on your team. Again, their web address is thealabamafamilylawyers.com, or the consultation, you can arrange that at 819-4810.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
About 4 years ago, I came into some knowledge on how plant-based diets affect your body and mind, and it was attractive to me.
Chef Tony Tejas makes the world's best salsa, and he's on a mission to make the world a better place, one cup of salsa at a time. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon, or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
That is a very bright man right there, Mr. Cam Marston, 411 on News Talk 93.1 FM. And yes, he is scheduled to call today. Rosie, you were right. Mr. Right on the money. Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors early today because it's game day.
You're exactly right, man, and I apologize. It's been kind of a crazy day. I was on the phone with a client just now able to call in. But we'll kind of make it short and sweet. I don't want to mess up your...
No, you're not messing anything up. I see that the Dow had a huge day. The first question I have to ask is, are the lemmings following something that's fake, or are they really this confident about our markets? I don't understand this.
Man, yeah. So we try to touch on this from time to time. When you look at certain pieces of data that come in that indicates the economy is possibly slowing, that indicates a slowdown in velocity of money, et cetera, et cetera. And while that might not be good news, the market simply views it as, oh my goodness, we're actually going to pull off a soft landing, you know. And it's like this Goldilocks scenario. So we had some reports from a few companies this morning and some other things that came out, very small little pieces of data that kind of gave the market a glimmer of hope. As I said, tomorrow, you know, we get consumer sentiment. We also get a little bit of jobless claim stuff, and then we get GDP. So we'll see kind of what those say. They're not like what I would consider to be just massive data points, but it's a little bit. We had no data today. I think that no big data really, and I think that is another reason why the market had a little bit of a relief rally here. Then of course we get PCE on Friday, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm not too convinced that all is well. I haven't been for some time, as you know. I just you know, you look at all the data that we've been talking about on the show, Greg, for weeks and weeks now, and it just does not add up to me. In fact, you know, these rate cuts, et cetera, they just smell to high heaven.
Yeah.
From a political standpoint, and it, you know, we'll see when we get to the end of the year, closer to the election, how it all looks, because one thing that the White House needs to be careful about and be careful of what they wish for is they could potentially have another major inflation problem on their hands as we get closer to the election. And sure, all this loose money policy coming from Washington, from the fiscal side, all this borrowing and all that's been greasing the tracks. And if the Fed cuts rates, it does loosen financial conditions, but you could see inflation get reignited. So we'll see. It's going to be a really, really fun next 5 months or so.
You mentioned consumer sentiment numbers coming out tomorrow, and I'm going to stick my neck out here. I am no financial whiz, but I'm going to predict that number is not going to be very good. And I'm going to use a very, it's a simpleton's formula, but I went to do something I hadn't done in a while today, purchase candy. And I was stunned. We're not talking about minuscule inflation or something you might expect on an annualized basis, but not only was, and it's what's, that's Joe's favorite word, shrinkflation, right?
Yeah.
Not only was everything smaller, but it was about twice as much as just a couple of years ago. I'm no tightwad, but man, it was a real sticker shock experience. And of course, that's chocolate. I guess the price of cocoa was up, and there's always a crisis. It's in short supply or the climate change, something. But I'll make a prediction. That number comes out tomorrow morning?
Yes, tomorrow morning, and as well as GDP. So we'll see what those have to hold. And if we have time, we'll give you a shout in the morning for sure on that, and obviously be reporting on it in the afternoon. But like I was laughing yesterday, you know, in fact, it's not just me. I mean, trust me when I tell you this. I mean, there's a lot of economists across the country. I mean, big-time economists, mutual fund managers, that are like, you know, all these revisions for the prior month, they keep getting revised lower.
Yeah.
And this is, it's really, really an anomaly. I mean, we've always had revisions, don't get me wrong. But there's like this pattern month after month after month after month of revisions, not only to GDP, but also to the jobs numbers.
You know what I call revisions from this event? I call them lies. They put the lie out there first so they can achieve the goal, and then they come back, well, we have to revise it downward by some gigantic percentage. And why people are not paying attention to this, I don't know.
They live for that big headline, and then when the revision takes place, no one talks about it. Not on a national scale.
Right.
I mean, it's typically, you know, the guys in my industry that are like, oh, my gosh. You know, and remember, last month there was a massive downward revision.
Yeah, by about 30%.
It was unbelievable. So it's like, how do you miss on a number that bad? But anyway,
because it's done deliberately. It's a lie. That's why they're popular with this group today, I think. But I defer to your judgment on all of this. But, yeah, if those numbers come out tomorrow and they're chat-worthy, give us a holler around 8:30, okay?
We sure will. Y'all have a great evening, good rest of your afternoon, and look forward to touching base tomorrow.
Go team!
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's right.
All right. Text us a score if it's done before 6. All right. It is 4:17.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's 4:18, the Wheel of News is next with Emma Murray.
Well, checking around the cams a few minutes ago, we're seeing light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere on the boulevards, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No major problems. We've had some minor little accidents, but they're in parking lots and off in neighborhoods. Nothing that's going to slow you down if you're trying to get in or out of Montgomery. Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka reporting all clear as well this afternoon. Spring is here at Premier Place. Shop Bath and Body Works. Cuts by us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Faro Vape and Phone Repair, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Little J, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovation shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery. Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 finance. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a storm-free forecast for several days, right on through the Easter weekend at least, and temperatures will warm up by the weekend. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, overnight low 48. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high up to about 69. But for Good Friday, highs in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s on Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days. It's a great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm waiting for a visit from a giant bunny. He's coming on Easter, bringing jelly beans to me. He's got big floppy ears. His tail is so fluffy, then he'll be hiding eggs, the Easter Bunny. And that big bunny is a real hungry dude, so I'll leave him lettuce and carrots as rabbit food. They'll fill my basket with peeps and chocolate too, then he'll be hiding eggs, the Easter Bunny. Hiding eggs, the Easter Bunny. Put them in the plants, Lance. Under the bed, Ned. Hide them behind a chair, Claire. That Easter Bunny. Couch in the den, Glenn. Hiding eggs in the kitchen. They're under your seat, Pete. That Easter Bunny.
Folks, get ready to get your jitty on.
But resist, we much. We must.
They're all jitty about a shutdown. The Tortoise in the Race. Then co-author of Hubris. U2 lead singer Bono. Fran Drescher. Sigourney Weaver. Suspect Jahar Sanayev. Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh. The show Rush Lombard hosts Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Is Mike Muckery yesterday? Today, Antonin Scalia, Kim Kardashian, and the Republican candidates, both Cairo and Benghazi. We rank behind La Vita, first out, Kazakhstan, to college students in Beijing. He's getting lunch at Chipotle in Iowa. Bain is appropriate. The GOP's tax day giveaway to millionaires. Why was traffic problems email sent?
What?
The Environmental Projection Agency. And what sequestration has done.
Yeah, sequestration. It sounds painful. Hey, we should play your theme since you are here. Our sidekick for the balance of the afternoon. And before we head over to Baumhauer's, our movie maven, Miss Murray, Ellen Murray. Glad you could join us this afternoon. In fact, we have a couple of movie-related topics that we can kick around. In fact, we did it on the morning show the other day. Here it is, the best comedy films of all time, ranked. So I'm just going to ask you off the top of your head, what, if you had to name the funniest movie you've ever seen, the one that really made you laugh out loud when you were seeing it for the first time, which one would you pick?
Oh, I don't like being put on the spot. I actually heard you do this segment the other day, and I can't remember which one was number. Oh, was it Blazing Saddles?
Yeah, and
we'll go with that.
It's all right.
Mel Brooks is a genius.
But no movie made me laugh harder in a theater, and I knew every freaking punchline that was coming, than Airplane. You knew what they were going to, once you realized what the formula for this film was. And I took a date to see this movie, who I literally drove to a point of going berserk because I was telling her everything. All right, this is what they're going to do next. Because it was obvious in the start, the first thing you see is the tail of the airplane going through clouds in all these weird directions to the theme from Jaws. And I said, you watch, this plane's going to come fill the screen, there's going to be a loud noise. And from there on, it was just obvious everything that was going to happen.
I am bad about talking through movies, but that's annoying when somebody tells you what's about to happen.
And we didn't last long after that, to be honest with you. But
I'll tell you a surprise movie that you would never guess that I sat in the theater and watched by myself is the remake of Hairspray with John Travolta. I don't know what it was about that movie, but I was laughing my butt off.
When was that made?
Oh, it was early 2000s, I think. I can't remember.
I had, back in the late 80s, I've been around a while, back in the late 80s, the Hairspray that starred, it was the John Waters movie. I just watched it on Turner
Another
Classic.
Another genius, yeah.
Yeah, John Waters. And Divine, in the cast, lived in Sunrise, which was near our radio station, so he came in and joined John Waters on the show. I wish I knew them what I knew now, because I've learned so much about both of them. But sadly, Divine, in fact, I think it was 1987, three of my guests died within 2 months after being on the show, including Danny Thomas. Divine, I don't know what, I remember what happened. There was somebody else in there too. And we were starting to feel like we better keep quiet on this because it'll be tough to book guests when they know they're doomed. Like 2 months later, it's all over.
Well, they were probably older men.
Don't look at me when you say older men.
No. Well, you said Annie Divine and Danny Thomas. They're.
No, Divine was, I think Divine was, can you look him up?
Yeah.
We could do that. Divine, when, and.
It was just an unfortunate coincidence.
It's Diviner. That's what, thanks Google, thanks for nothing. That's not what I need.
In French it means guess.
It means guess?
Yeah, you looked it up on Google Translate.
He died in 1977.
Divine did?
Uh-huh. Andy Devine?
No.
Well, that's no. No. I totally get it because Andy Devine, he was in like all the cowboy crap.
Yeah, exactly.
In the back in the day. Yeah, he had a not Jimmy Stewart like voice, but he had a very unique voice.
Right.
So if he was in a movie, you knew he was in it because his voice was so distinct.
That's who I thought you were talking about.
You know what? Now that we've done this, what the hell? Why don't we look for Andy Devine on YouTube? That was the name, right? Andy Devine?
Yes, and he was born in 1905, so that would have made him an older gentleman.
Devine, who we're talking about from Hairspray, died in 1988.
Yes, that was the year. The year of death on my show. I'm not proud of it. I'm just telling you the truth. All right, this is...
Hey, kids! It's the Buster Brown Show!
Hiya, kids! It's Andy's gang!
That's about all I can take. Yeah, so 1988 was the year, and John Waters was really cool. He was you know, sometime we had Elliot Gould on the show in those days, and his star, whatever you want to call it, had kind of and he was doing a show at the Coconut Grove Playhouse and came in to promote it, and he was not happy about being on a local radio show at 8:30 in the morning. And that was the attitude he came in with. There's two people I would never have again as a guest. Elliot Gould was one, and the other was Bob Goldthwait.
Oh.
Total asshole. I mean, I just could not wait for him to leave.
Interesting.
He stayed in character, and or if that, maybe that's just
that's
him.
That's just his personality.
It's not fun. It is not fun in the kind of doses you get it when he's with you. You know, as a sprinkle here and there in a film or...
I feel like he's passed on as well, hasn't he?
I have not heard from him in ages. I don't know what he's doing these days. Wow, it's 4:30 already. Time flies when you're having fun.
I'm wrong. He's still alive. My bad, Bobcat.
He's probably devastated. Oh, by the way, since we brought that comedy film list into play, you think the best, the number two movie on the list was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, because I am Clark Griswold.
Mm.
And that is a movie that my daughter and I watch together every year, even though we have it memorized. It's a tradition. And I wrote a column. It was one of the best columns I've ever written, claiming that I am, in fact, Clark Griswold. I'm that dad that wants to make sure the family has a perfect Christmas.
But everything goes wrong.
It never goes quite the way you plan it. I've had a couple of close calls. But there's always something. One year, I remember it was the unavailability of some... It wasn't a Cabbage Patch doll. It was something else in the late 90s when John was about... 9 or 10 years old, couldn't find it anywhere. And you just hate to disappoint your kid. And I think it was God's way of getting even with me for a stunt I pulled, I think it was 1983, Christmas around 83 or 4.
This is going to be good.
Cabbage Patch dolls were the thing. Nobody had them. Wise people had bought them up by... you know, large lots, and we're selling them for 3-4 times what they were, because a desperate parent will pay anything for that the toy that nobody can get.
I've been to the Cabbage Patch Hospital where they are born.
Where's
in North Georgia somewhere. I can't remember.
There's a Cabbage Patch Hospital?
Yes.
Do you pay to get in this to see this? Is it like a museum?
It's like a museum, yeah. There might be a charge. I don't remember.
They're cute.
I'm not making fun of those.
I still remember my Cabbage Patch's name and birth dates. Bevy Henrietta. She was born September 1st. Bevy.
Bevy.
Short for Beverly.
Oh.
Beverly Henrietta. And she had a little pet animal named Ruffy.
Ruffy.
And the animal of the pet of the Cabbage Patch was a Coosa.
It's a Coosa.
That's what the pet of a Cabbage Patch doll is. He had ears. He still had the same plastic head and soft body.
It's a made-up pet?
No, it's their real pet. Like, they were equally sized dolls that I had.
But, no, I mean, is there an actual beast called
a
Coosa?
Or
is it just something they made for the Cabbage Patch Kids?
It was kind of a dog, I think.
Kind of a dog. Okay.
Yeah, he was probably a dog.
A new breed.
So what we did, we wanted to see how closely people would pay attention. And I said, let's give away Cabbage Head dolls. And the boss said, what do you mean? I said, let's go buy 50 heads of cabbage at Publix. We'll take our pictures. We all had, you know, photos that we gave away and stuff. And we'll toothpick those to the Cabbage Heads. And we'll run a promo on the air that says, come by for your free Cabbage Head doll tomorrow at the Aventura Mall. Well... it was just a prank. We actually had a Winnebago that had been converted into a radio studio. It was really cool. And you could pull up. It had an antenna that came out of the top of the Winnebago that rose 40 feet in the air. So you could broadcast from anywhere with that thing. And everything's set up. And I'm coming down 199th Street in North Miami. And... the closer I'm getting to the mall, the more I realize I may be killed today. This may be my last day on Earth.
What was the body of the doll? It was just a cabbage?
It was just a cabbage head with a picture of us. And Fortunately, everybody had a good sense of humor about it. There were 1,000 people.
No.
Waiting. We went just to make sure everybody got a cabbage head. They were calling up other people on the staff and sending them to Publix as soon as it opened at 7 o'clock to get more cabbage heads. But the cool thing, in those ancient times, there were things called afternoon newspapers. And on the front page of the Miami News that day, there's me with my face toothpicked to a cabbage.
Hilarious.
It was. And there were no death threats. But I'm sure a lot of people felt stupid.
Yeah.
And you really don't want to make people feel stupid when you're pranking. I'm not a big prank person to begin with. I just wanted to see if people listened. You know, if they heard cabbage head, not cabbage patch.
Right, right.
And we repeated the term several times in the promo. And I never saw more cabbage in one day than I did that day. And with the other thing, you know, it can get very hot and humid even in around Christmas time in South Florida.
Cabbage.
It took a long time and a ton of baking soda to get the cabbage smell out of our station van. It smelled like it had been used to transport people with digestive issues to the ER for some time. Yeah, that's a hard aroma to get rid of.
There's Polish and Hungarian apartment buildings that smell like that all the time.
You know, that's my grandmother, who was a Czech lady, used to make sweet and sour cabbage. She made it with pork chops that were grilled in a skillet with caraway seed and whatever other magic she sprinkled on. And she made dumplings that were, I like dumplings, but hers were far and away the best. They were like clouds on a plate. They weren't thick and heavy. They tasted perfect. And my mother was determined to learn how to make those the way Grandma made them. And my mother would stand there and Grandma would be grinding potatoes through the, what do they call that, the ricer?
Yeah.
And she'd be tossing, she did everything by the handful. There were no specific measurements, but she just knew when the texture of the dumpling was right to, I guess you cook it in water?
Yeah.
Yeah, the dumplings are a specialty of the Slavic people. My grandmother told me how they would, every Sunday they would get together and make hundreds of them. Like, they would just have an assembly line.
Yeah,
It was a social hour, too. Like, all the women get together and make the dumplings and
the gossip. Name of that dish was Kanedlicki and Zell.
Oh.
Yeah. It was the pork chop, the dumpling.
Say it again?
Kanedlicki and Zell. Huh. Something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that's the one thing I've never tried to make. I like to cook, but I've never made a dumpling.
They're pierogi and
pierogies. That's what we called the people that I was on WLS during that election year. Yes, asking about Jennifer Flowers and why nobody seems to care that the guy, Bill Clinton's a Lothario. And Ross Perot and his enormous ears come along as the young candidate, right? Gotta look under the hood. Fix what's under the hood. It was simple, but people bought into it. So the people that were Perot fans in Chicago, they were known as pierogies.
Mm.
Because people eat lots of those in the Windy City.
And the Polish are always the butt of the joke.
Shamefully, because I got news for you. I will take a plate of kapusta, which is another cabbage dish, with kind of a tomato thing going on. I'm going to look up all this stuff.
Golumki, that's the Polish version, too. It's
stuffed cabbage roll.
Yeah, exactly. Delicious.
Who's got guamkis? Who knows how to make a guamki?
We never called him that, but
it sounds like Officer Krupke from West Side Story. Officer Guamki. What?
Ours were German. German cabbage rolls.
They all had the same basic food that they had to figure out what to do.
Now, I did make them once, and they came out pretty well.
They're delicious.
They're the best.
But they're somewhat time-consuming.
Oh, and yeah.
Very.
But you make a lot, and you freeze them.
You can freeze those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought cabbage was one of those plants that couldn't be frozen.
Oh, no. That's one of my grandma's specialties.
Talk to your grandmother, please, and see what... see if she has any of these recipes laying around.
They're all in her head. She'll just tell you.
See, that's the problem. That's why my mother could never make dumplings like grandma, because it was all, you know, hand estimates on various seasonings and ingredients, and that frustrated her tremendously. We'll have more on the history of dumplings coming up on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's 4:39. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination. since the year of the year stood still. For the uninitiated, that would be 1969, when a man named Dick McAdam stood at that location on what was then truly the bypass. It went around most of Montgomery. There were a couple of farms and pastures and things. But the city was growing east, and he knew it would be a central location at some point. So he made the move, and it worked out really well, not only for Mr. McAdam, and now Jeff Mallinson, the new owner of Georgia Floors Direct. He's been there for half of its history. But for consumers, in fact, not just consumers here in the River Region, but across Alabama and seven other states come to Georgia Floors Direct for the largest selection of all types and styles of flooring in the southeastern United States. And staffed by people who are very much like their owner, Jeff Mallinson, who are just natural at giving great customer service, making customers feel appreciated, and helping them find the flooring they want in the budget they have to work with. You can do, if you're qualified, 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct, and everything that you buy from them, whether it's any of the extensive selection of flooring items or window blinds or marble kitchen countertops, it's all wholesale priced and everything is installed by their people. So no surprises from beginning to end. It's all got the GFD stamp on it. On the boulevard across from Lowe's, look for Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook. Here is Skipper with the latest on our road. 1819 News next.
Well, we got a good bit of traffic all over Montgomery right now. The boulevards, East and East South Boulevard are busiest at the moment. Troy Highway, very busy outbound as well as 231 to Wetumpka. We've got mostly moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Busy everywhere, but no problems right at this moment. We had a car fire out at Walmart on the Atlanta Highway a little earlier. They have that under control. It is in a parking lot. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585, Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
A special election was held this past Tuesday in Huntsville to fill the Alabama House District 10 seat. Democrat Marilyn Lanz won over Republican candidate Teddy Powell. Lanz received 62% of the vote over Powell's 37. The total vote turnout for this special election was only 5,735 voters. House District 10 seat covers parts of the city of Madison. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you. To have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A North Alabama man who is running for House District 27 says that he was attacked by a woman in the parking lot of the Walmart in Arab. Billy Ray Todd says he was there to talk to potential voters about his campaign and his political stance when a woman approached him and described herself as a super liberal. Todd says the woman went on to become very angry when he said that transgender studies should not be pushed on kids in schools. Here's the video that Todd posted on the X platform about what happened next.
Kids need to know the truth. And don't have kids living in a fantasy that they could be a different sex than other what they're born with. Then she charged full charge and she was coming for my face. So I put my arm up. She grabbed my forearm, whatever she was doing. She was just went for the arm. And I was able to grab her and pull her down and hold her down until security came around.
Arab Police Chief Shane Washburn tells 1819 News that Todd's story is confirmed by eyewitness accounts as well as security camera footage. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you been injured in a car wreck? Don't let the insurance companies bully you. Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Presentation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out.
It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there. It's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a storm-free forecast for several days, right on through the Easter weekend at least, and temperatures will warm up by the weekend. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, overnight low 48. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high up to about 69. But for Good Friday, highs in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 70s on Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday, and sunshine for several days. It's a great forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Chocolate inside him. He's leaving eggs, but he doesn't lay them. He's big and furry. He has them in a hurry. He's the bunny, Easter bunny. That bunny's all right.
Welcome back to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We are committed to fun on today's show, and we were just, our big hot topic was ethnic cabbage. So I just did a little research on the Google, and sure enough, Bohemian sweet and sour cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder. They have it. Here it is. My grandmother wrote out this recipe as I'm reproducing it on the red. Blah, 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 blah. Seymour. Who is Seymour? Bread dumplings now available in the freezer section of the supermarket. Yeah. See, you brown the onions. It's just.
First direction, brown the onion. Do not brown.
What does that mean? How can you brown an onion and not brown it?
They mean soften the onion. Don't let it get brown.
Oh, you brown the onion in the shortening. Shortening. Are they still using that?
Probably in Poland or Bohemia.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that they actually in stores there sell lard.
Yeah. normal.
It's one of my favorite honeymooner punchlines. Ralph hurts his finger and Alice wants to put butter on it, and he gets mad because butter is 93 cents a pound. And he says, "Don't we have any lard around here?" And she says, "Yeah, about 300 pounds of it."
Yeah.
Funny stuff.
Alice.
Ralph and Alice, yes.
The thing with this kind of food is it's really good to us when we have it every once in a while, but if you had to eat it every single day, you would kind of get tired of it, I think.
I suppose, yeah. I mean, we had it when we went to Grandma's house, and Grandma would make it when she came to our, because we all loved it. But that was about every couple of months. We had a lot of divorce in our family, so when I was a little kid, my parents simplified it by assigning the car that our grandparents drove to who was coming over to the house. So who's coming over? Is it Grandpa with the Chevy or Grandpa with the Oldsmobile? And if it was Grandpa with the Oldsmobile, we knew we were going to get the pork chops, the sweet and sour cabbage, and those amazing dumplings. So I should probably...
In my grandma's Polish household, she likes to do the Polish tradition for Easter. There's Polish sausage, pierogi, sauerkraut, and the butter lamb. It's a lamb.
My first wife was Polish.
Butter.
She, her family, I love them. I stayed in touch with her mom and dad until they passed away. And on Easter Sunday, there would be a ham, but there would also be the sausage, mm-hmm. the kapusta, and a bunch of other things. And it was a feast worthy of Thanksgiving. It really was. If you have a favorite ethnic recipe you would like to turn us on to, 272-9228. I was going to experiment with this. Well, we didn't quite finish this best comedy films of all time. You know what's number 5 on the list? A movie I know you like, Princess Bride. Is
only
that a comedy?
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah,
there's funny parts. Mm-hmm.
I never didn't know what to think of it. I thought it was like a fairy tale. That's a separate category of from comedy.
It's to that me. Too. It's funny. It's dramatic. It's a fairy tale. It's a moral lesson.
Airplane and Monty Python were 3 and 4. Princess Bride was number 5. Trading Places. That movie came out a long time ago. And Rich Thomas, you know, we do movies almost every Sunday, have lunch. And we remembered we hadn't seen this film in a long time, so we watched it. Because it's kind of a Christmas movie in a way. And it's the humor still held up really, really well. Eddie Murphy's in it. He was early in his career when they did it. Dan Aykroyd was still funny. And the premise for it was very, very creative.
I was reminded recently that I need to watch that one again because it's been a very long time.
Well, it worked for us, and I hadn't seen it in many, many years. The first National Lampoon Vacation, which I always get a pang because I got to interview Christie Brinkley, who plays a very specific role in that movie. And that was the interview where I was told that if I mentioned Billy Joel's name, she would hang up.
Right.
Not, no thanks, not don't say his name. If Billy Joel's name came up, she would hang up the phone and end the interview right then and there. So I didn't do that. She was very, very sweet and talked very fondly about making that movie and the travel that was involved. And the comedy in that still plays pretty well. My Cousin Vinny, still love that.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah. So many memorable lines.
The two Utes.
The two Utes, yeah.
My biological clock is ticking.
You on drugs?
How many of these do I have in the system here? There's a bunch.
Everything that guy just says, bull. Thank you.
Yeah. Young Frankenstein is 9th. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
That goes back to the 70s. That, to me, deserves a higher ranking. Caddyshack, I don't think that holds up as well. That was a movie that was supposed to be a vehicle for Chevy Chase when he was off Saturday Night Live and becoming a matinee idol.
It's a cult classic, I think. Maybe not.
I think you're right. I think it's more, as time has passed, it's gotten a more specific type of audience. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's a Rich Thomas favorite. Those aren't pillows. The first
List was compiled by someone of a certain era.
Well, I did point out, now this is an open vote. It's at ranker.com, and some of these may have changed.
Oh, okay.
So people voted for this. The first Naked Gun movie, which is great. Office Space. I've never seen that. I've managed to totally avoid that movie for the last 25 years.
You have my stapler? It's good. You should see it. Yeah.
Even with Jennifer Aniston in it.
It's funny.
Spaceballs. That's goofy fun.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Gilmore. No thanks. And they're making a sequel to that now. They're making nothing but sequels.
Not unnecessary.
And the real movie audience today, you know, the same group, we went to movies a lot when we were in our teens and 20s. And that group today wants something original from Hollywood, please. Please take note. Coming to America, Ferris Bueller. I can't stand. Who's the guy?
Matthew Broderick.
I can't stand him. Cannot stand the sight of
Bueller.
His face.
I actually like Ferris Bueller.
Oh, a lot of people love the movie.
I don't have any problem with him.
I don't like him
personally.
He's a murderer.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, he killed two people driving drunk in Ireland.
Oh.
If that had happened here, he would have been charged with murder.
Wow, I never heard that.
I don't even know that he did time. I just won't watch anything with him in it. It's not worth the aggravation. Blues Brothers, Number 18, Shaun of the Dead. I've never seen that. Have you seen that?
I've seen it, yeah. It's a zombie movie.
Who's in that?
Simon Pegg is the main character. I think he's British.
And Animal House, which was the first of the National Lampoon movies, was number 20.
Classic.
Go back to this. Yeah.
Frat movie. Yep.
The funniest scene, in fact, I did a contest.
I can see how that list, though, in totality, doesn't appeal to the current Z generation. Those
right.
are all movies that your parents and grandparents liked. And that's why they want original stuff. They don't want remakes of that old stuff.
Yeah, and I don't blame them. Now, we did a contest. My favorite scene in Animal House is when that obnoxious guy, what's his name, who thinks his crap doesn't stink, and at the end of the movie, they tell you he ended up getting MIA in Vietnam or something. He's in the ROTC, and he's the head of the ROTC, and he's parading around on his horse.
I don't know any of the names.
And Otter and some other guy are practicing golf. So they're aiming, they're shooting to hit Niedermeyer, that's the other guy, to hit this guy on the horse. And they nail a line drive that hits him in his metal helmet, and the sound it makes when it hits is hilarious. But the scream, let me see if this is the one. No, that's not it. I did a scream contest to see if people could identify specific screams, and apparently...
That reminds me of a meme that I saw today. It was about some ancient Greek or Roman emperor who had a bald head, and he died by an eagle dropping a turtle on him because the eagle thought he was breaking the turtle shell open by hitting it with a rock, but he actually killed an emperor.
That's a horrible way to go.
Aeschylus, maybe? I can't remember the name of that.
Killed by an eagle dropping. Hey, we have Big Paul on the phone at 4:57 already. Time is flying by this afternoon because, you know why? We're avoiding the news completely. Hey, Paul.
Hey, I was just going to let you know the name that you're looking for was Niedermeyer that gets hit. He's the one that they were after.
Yeah. Of course, that was the movie that made Belushi a big star until he
did
himself in. But
absolutely.
I am very disappointed I cannot find the scream that I uploaded, because it's not just a scream, but he's being dragged off by a horse, too, because he falls off the horse when the golf ball hits him in the helmet, and his foot gets caught in the stirrup, so...
Right. And if you remember, my favorite part was when the horse died of a heart attack, and they get the chainsaw to cut the horse up.
Oh, yeah, that made me laugh out loud. If it was in the age of emojis, you would have seen that crying emoji with the smile on his face. Thanks.
Well, I'm enjoying this. Keep this going. Y'all have a good day.
I'm enjoying it, too. I'm having the time of my life, to be quite honest about it. I have this idea for Wheel of News where we spin the wheel. If I can only find it. Where is my wheel? Ah. Oh, no, we can do news by roulette. I do have a spinning wheel somewhere. And we'll just do whatever story it lands on. That
okay.
way we can go at random. Because I got a big pile of things here that have nothing to do with headlines and major stories. Although I did mention that they're talking about building a railroad on the moon, and you know who the first person to ride that's going to be.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Adam, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. The turtle drop. That was Aeschylus, but he